Welcome to the Big Daddy in the Morning program. You're here in Sioux City, Iowa, a place that you're pretty familiar with.
Yes. It's one of the first places I think I played in the 80s. I remember seeing it on the tour schedule.
So you played here in the 80s. Was that before Jesse's Girl, like right after Speak to the Sky, or was this in your...
No, Speak to the Sky was 1972. It was Jesse's Girl when we really started touring regularly.
Yeah, because that's how far back I go with you. I love that song, Speak to the Sky, and then when you started having...
Awesome.
Oh, it was a great song.
Here, and then there was 9 years of nothing.
9 years of nothing, but in between there you had some acting things, and I'd like to get to some of that. Why are you calling today, Rick? You got a new project out there, or what's going on in your life?
No, I'm just bored.
Yeah, like the rest of us.
No, I'm kidding. Yeah, we got a new song out called The Wall Will Fall that I wrote with Vance DeGeneres over the internet. And we have a great video with a whole bunch of celebrities in it, and the proceeds go to Feeding America. So it's a positive message. The songs basically take care of each other, and it's a rousing kind of a big, long Hey Jude type end, and the video is amazing. I mean, the guy that cut it together is brilliant, Rick Ballard, and we've got all our celebrity friends in there and all our family members, and it's like a Zoom session on steroids, where it ends up with, like, you know, 1,000 squares and everybody in it. It's pretty cool.
There's so many different directions I can take this interview with you because you've done so many things, but I have seen you a number of times, even here in Sioux City. You played, I think, one of the biggest shows that the awesome Biker Nights festivities have ever had. And then I saw you, a year and a half, 2 years later, and you're doing an acoustic set. What do you like better? Do you like the acoustics, or do you like the full band slam it in your face stuff?
They're very different shows. It's a kind of a good balance, actually. The acoustic solo thing is an intimate kind of fun thing that I can change every time I do it and talk to the audience and very personal one-on-one thing. But the energy of the band show is. It's pretty hard to beat. That's a real high, and I have an amazing band, and it's very exciting. It's kind of pedal to the metal, whereas the acoustic show is kind of laid back and relaxed.
We're talking to Rick Springfield, ladies and gentlemen. I had my sports director in here just a little while ago, and I said, "Hey, I'm going to be talking to Rick Springfield. Anything you want me to ask him?" He says, "Ask him if his life is the same as his character on Californication."
No, that was a character. Actually, it's weird. It's weird how many. I had a friend actually who said, "Yeah, someone asked me after they'd seen that. I didn't know Rick Springfield did blow." I go, "That's a dude. That's a character."
I heard you were a real sleazebag. He's been trying to get me to watch that show for a long time, and now I will. Now that I know that you're in it, so but that's cool.
Yeah, I did like a couple episodic arc where I played myself, but a really effed up, you know, version of myself. I mean, it was. Like you said, a sleaze bag and a big, huge ego, and it's a very, very funny stuff. The writer is a great writer, and he said, "Can we, you know, want to use your character, you as a character, but we want to write really like crazy stuff?" And I said, "Absolutely."
Talking to Rick Springfield, ladies and gentlemen, I was doing Top 40 Radio when you had your Jesse's Girl come out, and it just took our radio station and the radio market by storm. And then you had a movie come out, and I went to the movie, and I'm trying to think what that movie's name
was.
Hard to Hold. Well, I mean, I'm terrible with it, but I remember seeing the movie. I'm a fan of Rick Springfield. I think he rocked pretty good, and it was when you first came out with Jesse's Girl. Let's see, you were doing the Dr. Noah Drake, if I remember, because every girl that we ever had talking to, they'd say, "Oh, Dr. Noah Drake, he's such a dreamboat." And then, you know, so this was my opinion when you came in and you could hear what a good guitar player you were. And I didn't put the two together, Speak to the Sky and Jesse's Girl, in the beginning. But I'm a fan of Rick Springfield, man. You can jam.
Well, thank you for that. I've been playing guitar for 50 years, so I figure I got to have some chops.
You've got a lot of acting chops, too. I was looking back on some stuff with you. I know I only have a limited time with you, but you were on the Rockford Files. What was James Garner like?
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's going back. He was wonderful. He was. There were no jerks on all those shows I did. Bill Bixby was great. I did The Incredible Hulk, and Steve Austin was great. And, you know, it was... there's a lot of cool things I did back then that were just guest spots, you know, before Jesse's Girl and all the stuff hit. So it was I was barely known, but I was, you know, I'd get these cool parts like Battlestar Galactica, and I mean it was a fun time.
Well, that's right. You were the little brother, if I remember right, in Battlestar Galactica.
Right, Zach.
Zach, yeah. Didn't you get blown away in the by the Cylons? Didn't they blow you away?
They blew me up, yeah.
Hey, man, I know I've got limited time with you, but thank you so much for joining the program this morning. I hope you come back through our neck of the woods, and I hope you guys get a chance to get out and do some more playing again with the situation the way it is right now.
Absolutely, we will. Hopefully we'll be playing The Wall Will Fall, too, when we come out there. So,
yeah, you take care of yourself. Rick Springfield, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Ben.